Welcome back to the Roundtable. Translucent Borders is a project exploring ways that dancers and musicians can engage across geographic, cultural, and economic borders. The Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York, will host Translucent Borders Weekend on April 4th to the 6th. Since 2015, Translucent Borders has facilitated global conversations between dancers and musicians in the Middle East, Greece, Cuba, and Ghana through interviews, knowledge-sharing circles, masterclasses, improvisation, lab work, and collaborative performance. The project is a working group of NYU's Global Initiative for Advanced Study. We meet this morning the camp organizer, who is Andy Tierstein. He is the organizer and an arts professor at the Tisch School of the Arts at NYU, and we welcome Andy to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So how did this whole thing get started?
Well, last year, Jay and Molly over at the Ashokan Center generously hosted our benefit for orphans of war in Ukraine. And then we've been looking for ways to bring world music and dance to the Hudson Valley in this way. And so they're offering this amazing opportunity April 4th to 6th in the beautiful Ashokan Center. We're bringing together several authentic world masters to teach and share their skills, their stories, songs, tunes, and dances with folks. It's all about world music and dance.
Just the beautiful music we heard coming in, Valerie Naranjo?
Naranjo, yes.
Naranjo.
Valerie Naranjo is an extraordinary musician. She's in the Saturday Night Live band each week, and she was for many years with the Lion King in the percussion there. But she's a special person. She's a Native American musician who has traveled to Ghana for many years, learning the traditions of Ghana. So she's really breaking barriers, boundaries in genre and in gender as well, because women are not known for that over there. So she's a pioneer in that way. And she's coming to teach Native American singing and West African zhils, like a marimba-like instrument.
So were you able to select who you selected to come up and to do this weekend, this camp?
Some of them are from our Translucent Borders project that you mentioned at NYU, which is no longer what it is. It's now sort of morphing into a new thing. It's something I initiated there several years ago, and it wound up in 2018. We did concerts at the Lincoln Center and at NYU and at the Ashokan Center. So I'm bringing some of those folks back. We have Amal Murkus she's a premier Palestinian singer who's also sung with Joan Baez and other people, so she knows traditional Arab singing styles, and she also is a contemporary singer. Her son, Faraz, also from Palestine, Israel, will be coming to play to teach the makam system, which is a special system of notation and scales and notes from that part of the world, Middle Eastern. And he's a master musician on the kanun, which is kind of like a harp-like instrument.
So I want to get back to the music in a moment, but I want to talk about the overall project. As you say, it's evolving, but these global conversations, give us a sense of how those play out, what they accomplish, and what information you get from those.
Great question. Well, you know, a border is a line on a map, but it's also a place where two cultures or countries or peoples juxtapose. It's the edges right there. And artists are always interested in that. They're interested in otherness and what's behind the border. They want to look behind the border and see what you're doing over there that can inform my artistic practice. So when you get people in a room from different cultures and may not even speak the same language, that project was all about learning how to authentically, bring what you know. And hopefully you know your own culture to a certain level, and then you can bring that with respect and be able to listen to the other culture And it was just a chance for people to be exposed and to learn and expand their knowledge base. At first, we thought we were going over to these places, like we brought Israelis and Palestinians together to make change. But we soon learned that that's not what it's about. It's about listening and learning. And, you know, it's fantastic what happens in those rooms when you get people together playing different kinds of music and dancing.
Obviously, the musicians are there, and then you have the audience. And how interactive is it with them?
Well, that's what we're doing this time. This incarnation is really – that was a research project years ago. This one now is about bringing this to the public. So, you know, if you're interested in world music and dance, maybe you play an instrument, guitar, violin, flute, accordion, banjo, and oud – or you just want to learn to sing some songs from different world traditions, or try some easy dances from West Africa or Sweden, come join us. It's turning toward the public here. We're bringing the public in. You can come for the whole weekend and experience this and share it with us. And you learn over the weekend. And then on Sunday at our global shindig, which is open to the public at 3:00, we're going to present in a concert the mentors and the students playing together, performing together, dances and music from West Africa, the Middle East, and Scandinavia. So you can come for the whole weekend, or you can just come for the global shindig on Sunday.
Have oud will travel.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
yeah.
Nice. Now, as far as the dancing element, that's a key part of it, and is taught and also encouraged.
That's right. We're bringing people together. Some of you may be beginners. Some of you may be, maybe know something already about some dances and want to share them with us. But we are going to have workshops. We're going to have circle sort of jam sessions and round robins, teach new dances to people who might not know them, learn from each other. And movement is great that way. It's a wonderful way, you know, you can get away for this to this beautiful place and learn these dances and songs and tunes.
In these jam sessions, and what have you seen come out of them that really impresses you? Because I assume what you plan and what you end up with are two very different things.
That's insightful. Yes, that is true. That's exactly what happens. You can plan forever. And it's kind of like going to another country. When you go there, it's always different and your preconceptions fall away. You know, when you learn music or dance, you are usually learning how to listen, how to collaborate. In this case, how to represent ancestral traditions, how to express yourself, and how to take inspiration from different ways of doing something. So what we find is that people always feel when they finish working in one of our sessions that they've learned a new way to, a new kind of adventurous way to experience music and dance. And it's an opening. It's a way of opening. It's, you know, you can say it's in a sense, it's kind of a little bit spiritual, but it's also practical. You're just learning how to do a new dance step. You're learning some new tunes and new songs. Expands your palate, let's say.
That's right. Expands the palate. For people to get the most out of this weekend, Andy, how do you see it playing? Your Friday, Saturday, Sunday, how do you see it playing out of the best way for people to come and enjoy and get the most out of the project?
Well, you can come, as I said, you can bring an instrument. You can bring a cello, a flute, a fiddle. I'm a fiddle player. You can bring an oud if you have it. Apparently, Joe, you're going to bring your oud. That's great.
Yes.
But you don't have to. You can come. We have instruments to lend. There's going to be djembes and drums to play. We even have nickel harpas, which is a nickel harp is a Swedish instrument. So come and borrow an instrument or bring one, or just come to play and sing and dance. We are going to be Friday evening. We're going to be doing sort of a round robin where people are going to introduce each other and try some things. Saturday will be a workshop day. And all along the way, of course, there's going to be delicious food provided by Chef Bill at Ashokan. And then Sunday morning, it'll be kind of a more learning and rehearsing. And then Sunday afternoon is the big show. So really, you can come, and there's many different levels of participation. You can pay for, we have an economy ticket. We got a, you know, it's very affordable, this whole thing.
People can find out more information about it and find out about the schedule by going to ashokencenter.org, ashokencenter.org. Again, running April 4th through the 6th for the Translucent Borders Weekend 2025. How does this fit into your day job?
I have recently stepped down from full-time teaching at NYU in New York, and I'm still teaching for NYU at the Wallkill Prison, the correctional facility. I teach music for the incarcerated individuals there, and to me that's very similar, this kind of work of crossing borders and learning. I'm a composer. I write music for opera and things like that, so I'm... It all informs what I do. I learn so much from other cultures and other ways of making music and dance.
So do you come out from events like this for weekends? I mean, initially the Translucent Borders Project, and you talked about, you know, what you wanted to accomplish. So this is different, but you come out with something, right? I mean, there's information and music and thoughts that come out of this that are helpful for future programming, I assume.
That's right. I mean, we don't have a magic key. I mean, it is true that music and dance, you know, you can think of some of the terms like ensemble, like creative collaboration, that are musical and dance terms, and that's those are great models for how to for coexistence, really, across cultures. But on a practical level, I'm sure I'll come out of the weekend hopefully having learned some new songs, having learned some new techniques, new insights into Middle Eastern music, into Scandinavian music, West African stuff, and I'm going to feel really good because I'm going to have experienced met all these wonderful people and been in nature for the weekend.
And the nature is a component, right? This is taking it out of, let's say, the city and putting it into a different context.
That's right. And getting away from, you know, the electronic rectangles, you know, and
yeah,
getting yourself out there. There's canoeing in Ashokan. There's going to be trails to walk. It's in a community setting, meeting new people, and on your feet doing these things with the birds singing. It'll be early spring and all that stuff. Yeah.
Most of these performers, I assume, have worked together before?
Some of them have, and some of them have not. The ones who were in our program earlier have worked together before. And that's part of the adventure, is seeing what's going to happen between, you know, the Scandinavian music and the West African music. You know, these are people who are at a high level. They're masters at what they do. So we're not going to be making some kind of a watered-down mishmash. It's going to be really respectful, and I'm fascinated by this. I'm really excited to see what happens, and I feel very lucky to be part of it.
We're just about out of time, but I love the name Translucent Borders. Where did that come from?
It's that sense of a border that between two different kinds of people, and how we can sort of look through it and think of it as a porous place. You know, this is a country of immigrants, and I think it's one of the most beautiful things about this country, that there are people with different cultures, and learning from each other is a great thing.
The name of the event is the Translucent Borders Weekend. It's happening at the Ashokan Center in Olive Ridge, New York, on April 4th through the 6th. You can find out more information by going to ashokencenter.org. The camp organizer for all of this will be Andy Tierstein. Andy, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck.
A lot.
Have a beautiful event.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.